Donor Spotlight, Linda Brown, by Celeste Miller. Portland Opera supporter and board member Linda Brown shares about her love for opera, her history with the company, and her belief in the importance of community investment in the arts. How did you discover opera? I was on a trip with my wife, Marcia, to the Bay Area in 2010, and we decided to see Samson and Delilah at San Francisco Opera. I had never seen a production like that. When Samson was chained at the end and pulled the temple down, it was just so powerful. I was hooked. After that, we started getting more excited about opera in general and started going to performances at Portland Opera. Tell us more about how you've gotten involved with Portland Opera as a patron, donor, and board member. We'd been increasing our involvement by attending recitals, events, and other gatherings, and had the opportunity to talk more with staff and board members. I was approached to join the board in fall of 2019 and learned that Portland Opera was creating a new strategic plan. I had been doing that kind of work, along with community engagement with the Human Rights Campaign for 10 years, so I was excited about it. The board, staff, and community helped to chart a new direction for the opera, and I'm excited about the future. Post-pandemic, it's exciting to be involved in Portland Opera and just be part of the arts community because of all the new work that was created during that time. Portland Opera and companies around the United States are really working to broaden the scope of opera and to be more inclusive. There are so many ways of producing really fine opera, whether it be the tried and true favorites of the canon or branching out into new work. What are some of your favorite Portland Opera memories? One of my favorite memories is being involved with the community engagement for the opera As One and the As I Am project. Being a part of that was very special. The opening scene of 2018's La Traviata and the drinking song was fabulous. It was so festive and colorful and musical. It just really drew me into that opera. The Anvil song from Il Trovatore is always impressive. The Portland Opera Chorus performed a great rendition at the George and Friends concert. The confetti cannons going off at Big Night in 2018, that was the first time we attended that event, and it was totally unexpected and really fun. How do you spend your time outside of the opera? We have a small blueberry farm that takes up a certain amount of time. Marcia and I like to study and explore archaeological sites and the pre-colonial history of Mesoamerica. We enjoy wine tasting, and we like going to the opera when we travel. We visited the Met, La Scala in Milan, Lisieux in Barcelona, and in places around the country, San Francisco, Santa Fe, Seattle. We've especially enjoyed seeing former Portland Opera resident artists performing around the country. What are some of the ways you are currently supporting Portland Opera? In addition to my financial support and board service, I try to attend as many of the community engagement events as I can to support our singers. I like the meet and greet events and the Pora recitals, and try to attend as many of those as I can. You get to know the singers and musicians at a personal level. We need to show up for artists. Why is it important for you to support Portland Opera, both financially and through your board service? Opera stories are about the human connection told through song. No other art form can convey emotions like opera can. That's why I think it's important to support the art form and the artists that make it. Opera goes where other forms of entertainment sometimes don't. Opera gets down to the core of emotions where the audience can really feel it. Sometimes an opera will take you someplace emotionally that you're just not interested in going, but you become part of that experience. Anything else you'd like to share? I think there's a misconception among the public that opera is not for them. The truth of it is that opera is 400 years old, and there's something for everyone in opera. It involves the whole spectrum of theater. Opera is not just one style of music. It's so different and varied, and there's something for everyone. Celeste Miller is the Associate Director of Development for Portland Opera.